Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council receives an update on the housing study being conducted. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Going back to the City Council board retreat earlier this year, housing in Gillette has become an important topic for several agencies. The council made it a priority to complete a housing study to assess what the needs are. During last week's City Council special meeting, a presentation was given by Alan and Deborah Gruen of Gruen Gruen Plus, a consulting firm who was in the process of conducting a detailed housing market analysis and an economic feasibility analysis for the city of Gillette. The firm was hired to take an in-depth look at the real estate situation, considering factors such as our current housing stock, the quality of housing, lifestyle as people age, and more. Not only are they analyzing our market, but figuring in the nationwide housing market and other influencing factors, such as how many people are moving here and what future housing projections look like. Deborah Gruen said there were two purposes for the analysis, which are, quote, to estimate the current and future housing needs and to identify policy strategies that could alleviate any identified housing shortfalls. The firm spent 2 days in Gillette touring the community and conducting interviews with different sectors of the community, including real estate professionals, contractors, land developers, various governmental agencies, and large employers. The team conducted more than 20 hours of interviews set up by city staff. Alan Gruen told the council that they had done extensive research on Gillette prior to their visit and had already drafted a more than 55-page report, which would be finalized after the visit and the interviews. He said the study would provide valuable information to small builders, developers, and realtors that would be unlikely to pay for the information themselves. Alan said,
first of all, housing itself creates jobs and incomes, you know, from the construction trades. But without adequate housing, it does make it much more difficult to attract and hold labor, and companies do really keep that in mind.
Gruen also said another key part of adequate housing in the community is when you have a tight market.
It has one potential really concerning, something that concerns the whole community, which is if there's not new supply of housing, the existing households, the existing owners of properties have much less incentive, much less pressure to enhance and maintain their own properties well.
He said if a homeowner knows there is not a lot of houses available, they might not upgrade their homes. New housing prods existing owners to invest in their own homes and are rewarded for doing so. Councilwoman Heidi Gross asked the consultants when they are expected to have the study completed. Gruen said they don't take on very many projects at a time and like to complete them quickly. They are hoping to have a completed presentation for council by August. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.